Now, we've got to begin this next story with this clip from a 1973 Charlton Heston film.
They're making our food out of people. Next thing, they'll be breeding us like cattle. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them Soylent Green is people!
Well, Soylent Green may be one of the cheesiest sci-fi films of all time. It takes place just 9 years from now, in the year 2020. Overpopulation and a lack of resources means that people are living off processed food rations, including Soylent Green, which, as Charlton Heston just bellowed, is made of people! Well, the film has inspired countless parodies, but now there's a real food substitute called Soylent, which we are assured contains no people. 24-year-old Rob Reinhardt is a software engineer by day and the creator of the Soylent food substitute by night. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, I have to start by asking you, you've seen the movie, right?
Of course.
So why, whatever possessed you to name your new product Soylent?
Well, to be fair, it was more inspired in my mind by the book. The movie is quite different from the book in many aspects, mostly the cannibalistic one. But anyways, the general idea of, you know, a growing population and scarce of resources, you know, has long been in my mind. And it just seems like, you know, I'm an engineer by trade. I work with a lot with these very complex, very efficient systems. And it just seems strange that one of the most important things that I consumed, food, was still so inefficient. It just seemed that, you know, a lot of the times I just wanted to be full, and I didn't really have the means to eat well like a lot of people did, and I really resented that. And it just seemed like, you know, as I did in many other areas of my life, I was curious if I could really optimize the process, if I could think of a more efficient, you know, sustainable way to get people nutrition, starting with myself. Mm. So I began to test on myself.
Well, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about food and efficiency in a moment, but describe Soylent to us, first of all. I've heard it described as an odorless beige cocktail?
Yeah, many descriptions don't sound the most appetizing, but, you know, appearance is a huge factor in the way people make decisions with food, which I think is very interesting. But, you know, it isn't immediately recognizable as something that would be served in a restaurant or something. But for all practical purposes, it's my favorite food. It's great. It has every essential nutrient. So at this point, we've discovered the entire composition of the human body, and I believe that we found every different substance that we need to ingest in order to have energy and be healthy. It's extraordinarily difficult to have this sort of complex balance in a regular diet. You know, every form of food seems to have too much of one thing, not enough of another thing, and a ton of things that we don't need.
So is it something that I would just, you know, make a shake out of and drink?
Basically, yeah. So you get it's all in powder form, and it's water-soluble. So all you do is you mix it with water, and then when you feel hungry, you drink it.
So I can have it as many times a day as I want?
As many as you like. But, you know, it makes me feel full quite quickly. So I drink it probably three different times a day, more if I work out harder or whatever. You know, it depends. I'm not on, like, a strict breakfast, lunch, dinner regimen. It's just whenever I feel hungry.
Okay. And how does it taste?
It doesn't have much flavor, but it does have quite a bit of taste. It's very sweet, more sweet than anything. You know, by mass, it's mostly carbohydrates, which is the body's primary source of energy. And we've evolved to really enjoy the taste of carbohydrates for this reason. And for that reason, I think that's why it tastes very sweet and actually tastes very pleasant. I haven't added any, you know, it's sort of additional flavoring. You know, I just want it to be basically the equivalent of water. You know, it's supposed to be refreshing. You know, there are plenty of these other flavorful, delicious foods. I just want something to be something that you can really live on.
And it has other essential vitamins and nutrients in it.
Right. Every vitamin, mineral, electrolyte, macronutrient, a few nice extras like antioxidants. You know, I've been very, very conservative about adding additional things. If there's not a lot of evidence that something is really beneficial, then I've kept it out.
Okay. So just to be clear, you're not a nutritionist. You're an engineer.
I'm not a nutritionist, but I don't think I really need it to be. You know, I think a lot of the best nutritionists in the country have put a lot of data behind the FDA's recommendations, and I've pretty much put a lot of faith in the FDA. And I didn't get it exactly right the first try. And, you know, on several occasions, I made myself quite ill, mostly, you know, on purpose, just to test the boundaries, just to test what would happen. I was just curious. But for the most part...
But wait, ill such as stomach aches or what kind of illness?
You know, I had to test, you know, like how much of this substance additionally would I have to consume in order to have a negative effect on my body. And if I didn't consume enough, you know, what would it really feel like? So I had to test those tolerances on myself just to be sure. And lo and behold, every time I ended up coming back to the FDA's recommendations.
Soylent would be classified as a nutritional supplement or something like that. And so therefore you would not require FDA approval to actually market this. Is that correct?
As long as the ingredients are recognized as safe as the FDA, then it doesn't need any additional clearance. But really, I would consider it more of a food as a supplement. I mean, honestly, in my diet, you know, food is just the supplement for entertainment. My regular food is Soylent. That's what I live on.
So do you only consume Soylent now?
The vast majority of the time. I'd say it's about 90% of my meals. You know, I went to a Memorial Day barbecue. I mostly just eat socially, which is, you know, how I think food should be enjoyed. And I really enjoy eating socially. But for the most of the time, you know, I'm doing something else, or I'd prefer to be doing something else besides cooking and eating. So I don't.
Okay. So, Rob, I have to say that this is the point at which I think a lot of listeners just are shaking their heads and thinking, but Memorial Day barbecues and having a great burger or a lovely glass of wine or just a fine piece of cheese or even just French fries. I mean, that's like the whole point of being alive is to have great tasting food. Why would you want to replace all of that with a tasteless, odorless slurry?
I don't. It's about moderation. I think that, you know, if we went to Memorial Day barbecues every day, our society would collapse. You know, I think we should enjoy these very enjoyable, these very flavorful. We should have good wine, and we should have French fries, and we should have tasty burgers, but not all the time. I mean, if you're the type of person where that's your hobby or that's your art or that's your passion, that makes a lot of sense. But, it, you know, it's not everybody.
Rob, I have to say, I do appreciate your desire to make more efficient systems. I get that, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I'm sure you've read the coverage that you're receiving about Soylent. And in The Economist, for example, they spoke to a nutritionist who said that while Soylent may be efficient in terms of what you're consuming, it's also expensive. You know, the USDA says an American family of four can eat a healthy diet for about $146 a week, but Soylent would be $260 a week for four people, so much more expensive. So how is that efficient if it's actually costing more?
This is the sort of thing that, you know, scales very well in manufacturing, and the more we make, it gets very, very cheap very, very quickly, which means that, you know, it will very quickly be far cheaper. I mean, not to mention time is money. You know, there's probably one member of that family who may be shopping and cooking and cleaning almost as a full-time job. I mean, they may enjoy doing that, but it might be nice, you know, at least some nights to have the option not to.
Let me finally ask you, do you think that there's a lot of demand out there for a product like this? Or is it just for a select few people like you who would rather not spend that time and effort eating juicy hamburgers?
Well, again, you know, it's not an all or nothing endeavor. This is supposed to be, you know, something that you live on, and then you can enjoy the burgers just for the taste, which is what I would really prefer. You know, it is pretty counterintuitive that one could live on this sort of thing when, you know, we've have all of these expectations about food up to this point. But those are not sacred. You know, I think they definitely could change, especially if something that could, you know, vastly reduce our environmental impact and make ourselves healthier.
Well, Rob Reinhart is the inventor of Soylent, a food substitute that he says could replace everything you'd ever need to eat. Rob, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
By the way, Soylent isn't available on shelves yet, but Rob has started his own crowdfunding effort. He's raised more than $300,000 and will start shipping Soylent to people who backed his campaign in August. As for the movie, Soylent Green takes place in the year 2022, not 2020, as I mistakenly said earlier. Would you buy it? Well, Alexander Thompson says on our Facebook page, if it had a decent flavor and a long shelf life, of course. Here and Now is a production of WBUR in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend. Join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.